Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
To any visitors who are with us today, we welcome you to Advent Episcopal. And I just want to go over a couple of things to help our service continue to flow very easily today. If you would look at the bottom of page 7, the last prayer of prayers of the people, when we pray for those who have died. When Denise begins to read that prayer, you'll hear some music begin to play. And at the end of that petition, it says silence, and then we're not going to have any response spoken, but we are going to begin the litany of names, the necrology, and it's going to be sung. And you have a response. The response is, "You are with us," okay? And it goes like this. I'll give you the beginning of it. I'm going to begin with Mary and Joseph, okay? So, Mother Mary, you are with us. Saint Joseph, you are with us. So your first one goes up and the second one goes down. Let's try it together. I'll do the names. Mother Mary, you are with us. Saint Joseph, you are with us. Beautiful. And then we'll remember all those who are with God. Thank you very much.
Welcome to our celebration of All Saints Sunday at Advent. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. And just before I do that, I'd like you to keep in mind in the collect this line. You're elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son. That's a part of what we celebrate today. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Solomon praises his ancestors who enriched the eras in which they lived. Whether they are remembered widely or lived in a near anonymity. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Let us now praise famous men and our fathers in their generations. The Lord apportioned to them great glory, his majesty from the beginning. There were those who ruled in their kingdoms and were men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding and proclaiming prophecies. Leaders of the people in their deliberations and in understanding of learning for the people, wise in their words of instruction. Those who composed musical tunes and set forth verses in writing. Rich men furnished with resources, living peaceable in their habitations. All these were honored in their generations and were the glory of their times. There were some of them who have left a name so that men declare their praise. And there were some who have no memorial, who have perished as though they have not lived. They have become as though they had not been born. And so they have their children after them. But these were men of mercy, whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. Their prosperity will continue forever, and the glory will not be blotted out. Their bodies were buried in peace, and their name lives to all generations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm is Psalm 149, found on page 4 of the bulletin. Let us respond at the asterisk. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing his praise in the congregation of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in his maker.
Let the children of Zion be joyful for the king.
Let them praise his name in the dance.
Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
Adorns the poor with victory.
Let the faithful rejoice in triumph.
Be joyful on their beds.
Let the praises of God be in their throat.
And a two-edged sword in their hand.
To wreak vengeance on the nations. And punishment
and on the people.
To bind their kings in chains.
And their nobles with links of iron.
To inflict on them the judgment decreed.
This is glory for all his faithful people.
Hallelujah. As he prays for the Christians in Ephesus, Paul reminds them of God's great power which raised Christ from the dead. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe, according to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above all, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. A reading from the letter of Paul. Glory, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Gospel of the Lord according to Luke.
Glory to you, Christ.
Just before I read from the Word, I wanted to explain the setup that's here in commemoration or in honor of All Saints. The concept is that we celebrate those who are members of the body now as well as those who had died. And so we have the water of baptism represented here. This is our funeral pall that we use at when someone has died and gone to be with the Lord. And then this is the oil that represents the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, who brings us to faith and redemption. And so as you think about that today under the Paschal candle, the mystical union that the collect spoke about is us, as well as those who have served the Lord in years past, as well as those in years to come. So this kind of ties us all together in a very special way. I read from Luke chapter 6. This is where Jesus is talking about the heart condition rather than behavior. Those of you who might have had children may remember the struggle with, "I don't like your attitude, young man." Jesus isn't worried about the behavior so much as what's in the heart. Luke 6, starting at verse 20. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. This morning I want to spend a little bit of time with two focal points. One on, I said earlier, talking about All Saints Sunday, focusing and honoring those who have preceded us in death, but at the same time looking at the beginning of that season of the year when we look at the stewardship of our time, treasure, and talents. And you think about what we have versus what God has prepared for us. And I was thinking about this morning, how I began to understand a little bit deeper about what it means to have people, the stories of people who have died and gone before us. I had a summer internship one year. It was actually 1969, I believe, where my wife, myself, and our one child went to Napoleon, Ohio, and I taught, if you can believe it, for about 6 weeks in all-day vacation Bible school from 9 until 3. And it was during that time that Neil Armstrong went up to space. And this is not about the All Saints part, but we had a nice little, what today you'd call a little condo. And it was in the day when TVs had tubes, and you could just replace tubes. And just as Neil is getting ready to step out onto the surface of the moon, the TV picture turned upside down. And Tammy said, "All right, I'm going to bed." I think it was something like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I laid down on the couch, leaned my head over the edge of the couch down to the carpet so I could watch Neil take that historic first step for mankind. My back was never the same. But it was at that church. It was a large Lutheran church that had a cemetery that went back to just after the Civil War to the side of it. And in that church, they spoke about the church triumphant and the church militant. The church triumphant, those who had gone before, and the church militant, those of us who are believers now. And one of the things that we did in VBS, I had the kids learn some of the stories of their ancestors who were in the cemetery, and then come and tell their stories. They were a part of the history of that church. And so that's an important thing, that we remember those people, especially in this service, we remember those who died in the last year, but they are a part of who we are, that mystical communion that doesn't end with death. It's a part of what ties us into eternity, even while we're on earth. And the scripture I want to use, this was a gospel lesson just a few weeks ago. It's from the 10th chapter of Mark. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me." At that, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." So my theme for this morning is the opposite of rich. So I want you to think about that a little bit. And this is the story of the rich young ruler. Mark is the only gospel writer who suggests that he's rich. Matthew is the only one who says that he's young. And Luke is the only one that says he's a ruler. So we call him the rich young ruler from those three gospels. And as Jesus is setting out on his journey, this guy comes and asks, "How can I inherit eternal life?" And the concept in that day among many Jews was that you inherit eternal life because you're a Jew, that belonging to the people of God was a matter of race. And Jesus was coming with an amazing revelation that belonging to the people of God is a matter of grace rather than race. It began to change everything, and it was quite disruptive. So here was a man who found himself in the middle of his life. He was empty, even though he had great success. He was wealthy. He had respect in the community. He was apparently a leader in the local synagogue, but he wasn't happy. And that's a profound thing. I was sitting with one of my grandsons yesterday talking about that. He is going through a period of deep discouragement. And we talked about, what do you need in your life? What's missing? And that's how this young ruler was. It's one of those things that we all think, or many people think, that if I just had enough money and enough success, I would be happy. Well, this young man had all that. One of the things that we kibitzed about yesterday with my grandson was with the Mega Millions and Powerball drawings, what would you have done with that money? And immediately, a smile came to his face. We like to fantasize. What if I had more than I have? What would I do with it? And there are a couple people who really, their lives were changed. But the same motivation drives up ratings like the show Survivor, where over 39 days, if you survive, you win $1 million. And there's that fantasy, what if I won? But here's a man who had all that, and he was not happy. He was not content. He had success, but he was empty. He had respect in the community, but there was still a void in his life that was very deep. And Jesus said, here's the prescription. Go and sell all you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. Now, the point, of course, is not that to find contentment, give away all you have, live a life of poverty, and you'll be happy. The point is, for this man, he clutched his things and his role in life so deeply that he depended on them to find out what his identity was, who he was shaped by what he had. So he'd come to the end of what he could do for himself, came to Jesus to ask, what do you have for me? You're a great teacher of the word. What do you have for me? And so today, as we remember through symbol and through prayer in a little bit, those who have gone before, the people who have gone to be with the Lord, people of faith, they left everything behind. It couldn't go with them. And so as we think about them, as well as our own priorities of what we have, fears that we might have about the future, are your priorities in such a place that you know that you are living in a way that's good for you, pleasing to God, and ultimately will lead you to that place that Jesus speaks about, eternity in the kingdom of heaven? While Jesus says that you lack one thing, he gives those two commands, go and sell and come follow me. Now, here's my concept. The opposite of rich is not poor. It's free, or freedom. It's not a matter of giving away everything. It's a matter of unclutching what you have and not depending on those things for significance and meaning in your life. I have seen many people who, when they get to a stage of life where they retire, they look around, they used to have work, they used to be known for the work that they did, maybe a principal, maybe a carpenter, maybe a business person, maybe a day laborer. This is what I do, so this is who I am. And this young man, in the midst of life, was not satisfied with what he saw about himself. So in a sense, rich may have less to do with how much money one has and more to do with what my attitude about money is. He had success. He was empty. He had respect. But it wasn't enough. I read recently, now this is true. I read this recently this past week, and this morning, just to confirm it, I went online about the art of trapping monkeys in developing countries. So, this is true. I'm not monkeying around here. This is... Thank you. They're my peanut gallery. Thank you very much. In India, specifically, monkeys are a pest. They will strip fields. They will pull fruit off of trees. If you're doing a picnic out in the country, they'll come and steal your picnic. And so there are many different ways, especially in the deeply rural areas, where how do I deal with these monkeys? And here's what you do. Art, you might want to take notes. You take a coconut or a gourd, drill a hole in it, empty it out, and put something in there that would be appealing to the monkey. Rice, nuts, maybe something sweet. And the monkey will come along and sniff out the coconut, stick his fist into the coconut or gourd, and try to pull out the prize that's inside, and his hand gets stuck. And then the farmers and their helpers come along and grab the monkeys because they're partially defenseless. And to get free, all the monkey has to do is release his hand, release what's inside of the coconut or gourd. And he can't, because I want what's in there. And that's a part of what that man in the gospel story was like. He had all this stuff, but his hand was stuck in a coconut, and he couldn't get release. At some point, all of us will release what we have at that moment of death, and when we come to that place, am I going to be with the Lord in eternity? And no matter what we hold in our hands, they can't go with us. You've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer. We leave it all behind. So the opposite of rich is not poor. It's free, or being free and freedom. Nothing at all negative about resources, but it's a matter of, are we free like the disciples were following Jesus, or are we like those monkeys who are focused on what's inside that stinking coconut? It changes our attitude. It changes everything. Some people have taken what Jesus said very seriously about leaving it all behind. I was reading this week about a man by the name of Millard Fuller, who was one of the co-founders of Habitat for Humanity. And there was this stage in his life. He was very much an acquirer of influence and riches. And his marriage was falling apart. His wife and he were estranged. And he followed his wife to New York to try to win her back. And they were in a taxi. They had seen a movie called Never Too Late about a woman who desperately wanted to have a child. She wasn't getting pregnant. Finally, she did, received what she had desired. And the story is about the fact that it's never too late to change anything. And so in his writing about this, the co-founder of Habitat says, it's like there was an experience or sensation of light in the cab. And he says, it just came into my head, give your money away, make yourself poor again, and throw yourself on God's mercy. I turned to Linda, that's his wife, and said, I believe that God just gave me the idea to give all our money away, give everything away. And she said, you would think she would say, are you crazy? She said, I agree, let's do it. Friends, family, even pastors advise them completely against it. It's not the way to go forward. But then he says, I believe that God is calling us to do this. And they did it. Their marriage was transformed. Their life focus was changed. So this is not to say that you need to do that, that you need to give everything away. But the question is, as you reflect on your life, your eternity, like the rich young ruler, as well as on your stewardship of time, treasure, and talent, is there any way in which you are clutching onto stuff that has you trapped? The opposite of rich is not poor, it's free, or freedom. In Mark's story, we find a man who judges the cost of eternal life as too high, too steep. What about you when you look at your own life? Are you at a place where you understand that your stuff doesn't matter according to what Jesus has lived and died to give us? Or are you depending on yourself for your own security? Contrast the sadness of the rich young ruler with the disciples. Two of them left their fishing nets. Two of them left their fishing boats. One left a successful business as a tax collector to follow after that strange man with those burning eyes. It was as though he looked into their heart and saw everything and said, come, follow me. Powerful contrast. All of them were walking away from something, not because it was prerequisite for becoming a disciple, but it was a consequence of wanting to follow Jesus. He called, they followed, they left their stuff behind, they got their hand out of the coconut so that they would be free. And that's what stewardship is about, not grasping our stuff too severely so that it inhibits us from the joy and freedom of following Jesus. So we honor people who've gone before, who are the church triumphant, and for the church militant, that's us, we want to assess, am I living in such a way that reflects the heritage of the many who have gone before me? So it's really not about your money at all. It's all about your heart. So I encourage you, as you look forward to hearing more about next year and what your financial commitment is, what your time and talent commitment will be, that you let go of yourself and say, God, what would you like from my life this next year? And see what the Lord says to you. The Lord bless you. Let's continue our service now with standing and sharing together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated.
Prayers of the people this morning are Form 4, which is found on page 7 in your bulletins. After each petition, you're encouraged to offer your own prayers, either silently or aloud. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom.
Mother Mary, you are with us. Saint Joseph, you are with us. David born, Boyce, Tony Donas, Renee Pierce Finch, Boyd Grady, Peggy Herrick, Nash Jenkins, Mary Kitchen, Mary Lou Milovic, Donald Milovic, Nancy Ortiz, Charles Bradred, Tom Standring, John Tester, Betty, Robert Bourne, Robin Bourne, Lee Carlton, Terry Duenas, Mike Gannon, Gil Hanna, Dylan Jenkins, Frank Kelly, Gary Maxwell, Donald Moore, Marion Parker, Vivian Rockfalsi, Michael Tennis Sr., Donald Young, Joseph Jesser, All Saints and Souls, All Holy People, You are with us.
Please join me in the following prayer. O God, who inspired your apostles in Jerusalem to pray and fast to discern your will, send us in the vestry of your parish, your Spirit, that together we may learn what you would have us do in calling a rector and revealing to us the words and witness you would have us offer, that your kingdom may come and your power made known in our congregation, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthening you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you. Let's now share that with one another.
So good morning.
Good morning.
So we first of all have some clipboards. This is the last Sunday for the clipboards. Next Sunday, we will be observing Veterans Day. And so the clipboard gives us an opportunity to list the name and branch of service of any family member, past, present, who has served in armed forces. So currently serving or having served in the past, please add the name and the branch of service. Piggybacking on Paul's sermon this morning about stewardship, you should have received from me a letter and a form that looks like this. It's a stewardship form. Every Sunday of every week, of every month, of every year, the doors of our church are open. The message of our church is eternal. It's about faith, hope, and love. These are the three most life-sustaining words in any language on earth. You cannot be aware of all the day-to-day activities in our church, but you can take joy in the knowledge that through your giving, you are a part and a blessing in everything that we do. We ask that you pray about your ongoing contribution to Advent in time, talent, and treasure. Fill out this form. Return it to us by November 18th. We would very much appreciate that. We're in the planning stages for 2019, and of course, the income is an important element in that planning process and that budgeting process. So please fulfill that pledge form in the next few days, please, if you haven't already done so. You probably received, as you came in, if you didn't, the ushers will see that you receive one on the way out. This flyer on the Dan Shudi concert coming up December 14th at 7 o'clock. Dar Curry has arranged for Dan Shudi to come and spend an evening with us. He's entitled the time God with Us, very appropriate that it's in the middle of the Advent season. We are beginning fervent promotion of this. This brochure is already up on Advent's website and several other parishioners, so I encourage you, if you have a website, if you have a Facebook page, please post this on your Facebook page and like it on Advent's. We're using Facebook as a means of getting the word out. We also have arranged with the Fish to run 20 different spots on the Fish the 2 weekends after Thanksgiving, the 2 weekends preceding the Dan Shudi concert. Each spot will be 60 seconds. There will be 3 on a Thursday, 3 on a Friday, 2 on a Saturday, 2 on a Sunday. These 60-minute spots will include some commentary from the flyer about the concert, and will include some extracts of Dan Shudi's music. As you see on the brochure here, he is well known for songs such as Be Not Afraid, Here I Am, Lord. We've used those oftentimes in funeral services here at Advent. So Facebook is a means we're using to promote. The Fish is another means. It'll be showing up on the WCRF Moody Radio Cleveland website in their community calendar section. We'll have it on the Westlake Bay Village Observer website and in the magazine. We're going to be sending out emails in the next couple of weeks with an email blast for this. We ask that you we ask that you take this email and forward it to your contact list so that we can spread the news far and wide. We're hoping to fill Advent that night. There's momentum beginning in the promotion of it, so we ask that you help make this a success for the Lord and for this event forthcoming. I'll have a lot more information in the adventures in upcoming weeks, suggesting specific things that you can do, but take some of these flyers and give them out to family and friends. Invite them to come December 14th, 7 o'clock. I think there's a gift announcement in the wings. Thank you, Denise. And finally, there will be someone to pray with you in the back to intercess with you. Words of thanks, words of hope, and needy ones. So please pray in the back during communion. Peace be with you.
First Sunday of the month, we take a moment to honor and pray for people who have birthdays or anniversaries this month who are here. How about birthdays? Any birthdays? I see one, Velta. And what is the date of your birthday? 12th of November. So let's remember her. Are you coming forward? All right. So keep Velta in mind. Oh. Why don't you guys introduce yourself and when your birthday is?
I'm Bill Arkley. My birthday is next Sunday, November 11th, Veterans Day. I was born, and during my elementary school years, I never went to school on my birthday.
All right.
I'm Dar. My birthday is the day after his, the 12th.
Well, let's pray a prayer of blessing. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask your blessing on this next year of these saints, that you would guard and keep them and lead them closer into that great destiny that you had prepared for them. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Any anniversaries this month? I'll come toward you. Anyone else? Okay, what is your anniversary date?
The 7th of November.
Number 48.
48.
Number 48. So you're just getting started.
Right.
And I know I talked with John. He was at the first service. Is it Urbis?
Yes.
They are celebrating 59. It was yesterday. So you've got to catch up. So let's pray a blessing on our anniversaries. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks for your goodness in bringing your people together to form families and life and transform the next generation, O Lord. We pray your blessing on our anniversaries this month, that these couples would experience a greater outpouring of your love and grace for their lives than ever before. And we ask that in the powerful name of our risen Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord bless you. I knew that. I talked to them before the service. You were included in the prayer, but tell us the details.
Go ahead.
November 27th, it'll be 36 years. Yep.
And you sometimes think it's a little bit longer.
Yeah, I kept thinking it was 37. It's been a very long time.
The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Let's take a moment now and present our offerings to the Lord. Ladies first.
May songs of the angels welcome you and guide you along your way. May the smiles of the martyrs greet your own as darkness turns into day. Changed, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead be raised in the victory, the glory of our God. May songs of the angels welcome you and guide you along your way. May the smiles of the martyrs greet your own as darkness turns into day. Every fear will be undone and death will be no more. The songs of the angels bring you home before the face. Continue with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For in the multitude of your saints you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Thank you.
and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we have fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. Our Lord stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. And we remember that a night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also after he'd given thanks, he took into his hands the cup, and he lifted it up in front of them and said, "Take and drink of this cup, for this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, Lord, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all of your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Now let us pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God are given for his people. I invite you to come and receive as we participate in the Lord's Supper.
Let's join together in the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ guard and keep you until life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Enjoy the sunshine in this season of raking leaves as you go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Is that thanks be to God for the leaves?
Thank you. Come on.